This is HMM correspondent Alexis Goldsmith, and my guest today is Crystal Nelson, who is the branch manager for Berkshire Bank on Latham Schenectady Road.
Hi.
Crystal, can you tell our listeners how you became a branch manager at such a young age?
It was a series of very lucky events. I came out of sales, you know, shark sales, the fun sales. And I came in actually as a UFSR, which is a Universal Financial Service representative. And that's basically a teller slash banker. I got really lucky in my first 2 weeks and I did what I think was pretty well. And they promoted me up to a official financial service representative. And I stuck there for a little while. I did my best to just be the best that I could for my customers and make sure people were getting the right products. And when the opportunity came along to become an assistant, I applied. I even put together little charts to show the growth of the branch that I was in, which was a little bit more than they asked of me. And about 6 months later, I got lucky again, and there was an opportunity to become a manager. And I had a really great boss and have a really great boss who believed in me. And that's how we landed here.
Had you always been interested in economics?
No, so not at all. Nobody ever thought that I was going to end up working with numbers or finance at all. I was more of an arts kid. I was a theater kid for sure. So numbers was a surprise to everyone.
So what's been the biggest takeaway that you've learned from your time in the financial sector?
I think that when I started banking, I thought it was going to be this stuffy, boring, slow job. And that's not what it is at all. I didn't realize that I was going to have the opportunity to help people and sit down and get to know people the way that I have. And really just be a part of these people's lives. I have customers who I would consider almost family at this point, and I didn't think that's where banking was going to go.
So what do you do for people on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know, there's the basic teller work, deposits, cashing checks, that type of thing. But then there's a handful of customers who come in every day who are just saying, you know, Crystal, I'm dealing with this right now in my life and I'm struggling in this area. And sometimes it's finance and I can sit down and go through their budgeting with them. And then sometimes it's just like something personal they just want to talk about. And I can be that person to sit and talk with them.
Wow, I would have never guessed a bank manager being like a confidant.
Yeah, you'd always think a hairstylist is the counselor, but no, it's the bankers.
So as the bank manager, and knowing what you do inside the financial sector, what do you think, like me, just as a regular person who has no idea about how all this works, what should I know about my finances?
The biggest thing is you should know what you're spending money on. A lot of people, they don't budget. They don't plan out how they're spending their money. They just spend it and, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And a lot of people are. And sometimes you can't help that. But a lot of times there's little things that you can cut back on. Like I personally am guilty of buying a cup of coffee every single day and that adds up. So I would say for somebody not in finance or for people in finance, go over your spending. Look at what you're actually spending and what you should be spending and set a budget for yourself.
And what advice would you give for saving for the future?
So that's funny. I'm currently saving. And again, go through your budget. Make sure that you're paying off your credit cards every month. You're not spending more than you have to. Set a certain amount into, I would say, an emergency fund, and then set a separate amount into an actual savings fund so that if something happens, you don't have to empty your savings to fix whatever problem arose. You can actually just have your emergency fund. That's what I would say for saving for the future. So you have your emergency fund to, in case something happens, and then you have your actual savings account that you can leave and set and forget about. You know, just don't even pay attention to that that fund.
Mm-hmm. What about borrowing to save for the future, saying taking on a mortgage to buy a house?
So the typical mortgage is a 30-year mortgage. Interest rates obviously vary. My biggest piece of advice is if you can make one extra payment a year, you're going to pay off your mortgage a lot quicker. As far as saving for a house, you should try and save at least 20% before you actually buy a house. A lot of people will buy a house and put down less than that, and it's going to be a lot harder for you in the long run if you do that.
Talk about the interest rates right now. Is now a good time to invest in a house?
Right now, the interest rates are ridiculously low on mortgages, so a lot of people are buying houses. My biggest thing with that is just be careful. Make sure you're buying a house that's really within your budget. Don't overbuy because your interest rate is lower and you'll be spending on interest. Still try and stay in that budget.
Is there a possibility that if we go into a recession that those interest rates could go up again?
Yeah, there's always a possibility of that. I mean, when you buy a house, you're getting an interest rate, and it depends on where you get the loan, whether it's a fixed interest rate or a variable one. But if it's a fixed interest rate, you don't have to worry about your mortgage rate going up. And generally, that's what a mortgage rate would be. But if you're going to buy a house, now is a good time because, you know, in 10 years, you don't know, or even 5 years, you don't know, the interest rates could be way higher if we're in a recession.
What is your impression of the stability of the local economy?
The local economy, right now it seems like it's in kind of a plateau. It seems to have stabilized where it's at. The election year is always odd. Again, I would just say there's a lot that could change in the next couple of years. It could either go really great or really bad. That's a tough question. It's a tough question. Just be careful. That's what I could say on that. Just be careful with your finances. Make sure you're saving and make sure you're making smart, sound investments.
How does one make a smart, sound investment in this day and age where if you want to get a mutual fund to save for the future, and that mutual fund is almost guaranteed to be investing in fossil fuels, for example. Is there a way to invest in the future that is not in fossil fuels or that is going to be more stable than that market?
So you should do your research on who you're investing with. The first bank that comes along and says, I can give you this rate, don't necessarily jump on that. If you want to make a good investment that's responsible as far as like not doing fossil fuels or anything, not investing in that type of thing, there are financial institutions that promise you that they are investing their money in specific things. And some of them specifically say, we do not invest in fossil fuels. We do invest in clean energy. We do invest in that type of thing. So you don't necessarily have to do something that's putting your money into a stock or into the stock market. There's things like CDs, long-term CDs, or fixed annuities or IRAs that you can put your money into. You just have to be willing to put it there and not touch it.
So if you want to learn about, you know, how to handle your personal finances, how to save for the future, for retirement, Where does one find a financial advisor? How do you recommend one?
So I would say if somebody comes up to you and says, I'm a financial advisor, maybe don't go to that person. Because oftentimes there's financial advisors who are just looking to get you to invest in some kind of product that they're selling. The first thing you could do is find a bank that you trust and go to your banker and ask them, is there somebody I can go to talk about my finances? 10 out of 10 times, they have five options, or they can say, this person's not with this bank, but I know them and they're really great. So go to your bankers. They know more than you think they do.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course.